Listen to me, Minho continued as he took his seat. I've never seen anything like it. He didn't panic. He didn't whine and cry. Never seemed scared. Dude, he'd been here for just a few days. Think about what we were all like in the beginning. Huddling in corners, disoriented, crying every hour, not trusting anybody, refusing to do anything. We were all like that for weeks or months, till we had no choice but to shuck it and live. Minho stood back up, pointed at Thomas. Just a few days after this guy shows up, he steps out in the maze to save two Shanks he hardly knows. All this clunk about him breaking a rule is just beyond stupid. He didn't get the rules yet, but plenty of people had told him what it's like in the maze, especially at night. And he still stepped out there, just as the door was closing, only caring that two people needed help. He took a deep breath, seeming to gain strength the more he spoke. But that was just the beginning. After that, he saw me give up on Albie, leave him for dead. And I was the veteran, the one with all the experience and knowledge. So when Thomas saw me give up, he shouldn't have questioned it. But he did. Think about the willpower and strength it took him to push Albie up that wall, inch by inch. It's psycho. It's freaking crazy. But that wasn't it. Then came the grievers. I told Thomas we had to split up, and I started the practiced evasive maneuvers, running in the patterns. Thomas, when he should have been wetting his pants, took control, defied all laws of physics and gravity to get Albie up onto that wall, diverted the grievers away from him, found...
We get the point,
Gally snapped.
Tommy here is a lucky Shank.
Minho rounded on him. No, you worthless shuck. You don't get it. I've been here 2 years, and I've never seen anything like it.